Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Emergency crews are scouring the rubble of destroyed buildings on Mindanao. There are grave concerns for 12 people who are unaccounted for. They may be caught under the debris of collapsed buildings near the quake's epicentre. Dios Linda Deluvio has been waiting and watching for news of her son. He was trapped in a collapsed supermarket where he'd been working. After several hours, fear turned to devastation.
The last message I received was that the search team will arrive the next day for the retrieval, but it's not a rescue because there's no longer any heartbeat detected. One of the rescuers went there and there was no heartbeat. It's difficult to accept as a mother to know that my son is still trapped there now. I don't know. It's difficult to accept.
Around 700,000 people live in the area hardest hit by Monday's major earthquake in General Santos City in the southern Philippines. More than 24 hours after the first tremors, homes are still without power, and residents like Jason Manaka are worried.
There's no water, no electricity, and there's been a blackout. When I got home, there was no electricity and water. We're all affected. We don't have anything to drink.
The death toll has climbed into the dozens, and most fatalities have occurred due to a landslide in the Sarangani province. At least 200 people have been injured. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has vowed the government is moving and will not leave Mindanao behind, pledging assistance with an emergency response. Quakes are nothing new here, but locals say the latest tremors are some of the strongest they've experienced. That sound is from footage of a branch of a popular food chain, Jollibee, collapsing onto the street in front of horrified onlookers in General Santos City on Monday. Elizabeth Delgado of World Vision Philippines says the tremors there in the hardest hit area were longer and more powerful than the last major quake in October.
Terrifying, so terrifying, because it seems that it's keep on ongoing and the aftershocks is also so strong. Anxious because of the aftershocks, because we have experienced that last year. I think we experienced almost 1,000 aftershocks. So
the first wave of tremors came as a surprise at 7:30 on Monday morning, when children at a primary school at the epicentre of the quake on Mindanao Island were settling in for their first day of school after the holidays. Ms. Delgado says the timing of the earthquake was protective because many children were outside before classes began.
We are so worried with our children. You know, the children that we are working with, because they are in the school, again, they experience another trauma.
The impact of the quake was immediate and widespread. Buildings shook and collapsed near the epicentre, where buildings were seen cracking and swaying as panicked residents and workers rushed into the streets. The destruction extended further north to Davao City. SBS Filipino spoke with Elizabeth Joy Serrano-Quillano, a teacher at Davao Occidental State College. She'd been at home with her young daughter when the tremor hit. Ms. Quillano says despite the area experiencing repeated earthquakes since 2019, panic set in as she rushed to protect her daughter.
Trauma was there, and then the fear, because my two sons were at school, was almost 8 o'clock here in the Philippines. Mm. So it was really difficult to think a lot of things in one time. So we have to think about our safety at home and then the children at school. When we decided to go out, it was also a difficult decision because we were surrounded by a lot of coconut trees and palm trees. And we were afraid that it might fall to us.
A tsunami advisory warning soon followed the first shocks, initially issued widely across the Pacific as far as Japan and Taiwan. Residents in East Indonesia were warned to brace for tsunami impacts too, with neighbouring Indonesia and Malaysia on high alert. Teku Faisal Fathani of Indonesia's Meteorology and Geophysics Agency issued this guidance.
Residents are advised to move away from the coast to safer, higher ground.
Small waves and strong currents were observed in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island before most warnings lifted just hours after the quake. The Philippines, one of the world's most disaster-prone countries, is often hit by earthquakes and volcanic eruptions due to being located on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. The archipelago is also lashed by about 20 typhoons and tropical storms every year. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.